Fridays. Ellen Gar, I'm chairing the Social Justice Committee this year, and I'd like to speak with you this morning. We've actually been a presence in this congregation since 1987. So when we organized the Social Justice Workshop last year, it wasn't to create something new. It was really because we were looking to build and strengthen the social justice work in the congregation. And those of us that participated, there were many members of the congregation that did participate in that workshop, came up with three areas that we could focus on to help achieve those goals. The first was to create a social justice vision statement for our church. What do we feel as Unitarian Universalists about our role in the community and larger world? How do we put our values into practice? And then how do we put those into words, into a vision statement? You heard during the chalice lighting this morning our proposed vision statement, and it's also printed in your order of service. We hope that you read it and consider it. Is this the vision you have for the social justice component of our church? Please write your comments on it. We are happy to receive your input. The second was to engage the congregation more fully. We feel we need to have better communication both ways. We need to communicate better with you, one of the reasons we're standing up here today, but we also need to hear from you because we think in the congregation you have many good ideas that we can then work with you on to enlarge our work. The third was to identify a better process to identify issues and structure our work more effectively. And here we've taken a couple of steps. One was to organize this fall kickoff to help communicate everything we're doing to the congregation. And second was to have a committee restructure. We realized that a church our size can do more work than just what one single committee can manage. So out of the Social Justice Committee, which is a small group, we spawned what we're calling action groups. And these are groups that are focused on a specific issue and that we're going to go out to the congregation and ask you to join with us. Right now we have three. We have one on global warming, renewable energy, one on community action, and one on the Iraq War Road to Peace. And you'll be hearing momentarily from representatives from each of those groups. But we also believe that you may be involved in a project or have a concern for an issue in the community that you consider important and that you would like to see larger attention given to it in the congregation. We want to have a vehicle for you to communicate that. And actually, when you go into coffee hour today, you're going to see one table with a sign that with three question marks, because that's where we're inviting your input. I want to tell you about one other output of the Social Justice Workshop, which I think is really cool. And that is the beginning of putting together our UU Church of Nashua social justice history. During the workshop, we had people there covering many decades of life in the UU Church. And we put together a list of all the things people could remember about issues that we advocated for, community projects that we either started or participated in. And clearly, we want to keep this going. We want those of you who have additional memories to add to our social justice history. You'll see it in coffee hour. And we also want to keep it alive and continue to add to our history with the current activities and issues that we're working on. I do have to say that there were a couple of memories that went back to the 1800s, so check them out. Anyway, what we've done this morning in coffee hour is set up tables for you to visit. We have one for each action group, plus we have one with question marks, plus we have the place where the social justice history is displayed. And we can't ignore the fact that we're in election time. We also have areas set up for activities related to getting out the vote. So anyway, I look forward to continuing the conversation in coffee hour. And now I want to give Adrian the floor. He's going to introduce the action group on global warming and renewable energy. Thank you.